Honey, the kids are going nuts. Everybody's stir crazy. And my patience is running thin.
It's almost lunchtime. Why don't we go to Caitlin's? Their food is amazing. And they have those awesome baskets filled with fun to keep the kids pacified and entertained.
Oh, that sounds perfect. What is it you like to get there again?
Ooh, for starters, I love their green chili and chicken nachos. Then, I usually get Moe's queso with the ground chuck patty, cheddar, and jack cheese, diced onions, tomatoes, and green chilies between two warm flour tortillas, served with a side of green or red chili. Yum! What about you?
Well, I'm famished, so I think I'll get one of their 13 sandwiches. Maybe I'll get one of each. And I love the way you can get their sandwiches made into wraps instead. Maybe one of their bacon green chili cheeseburgers, or their salads, or
honey, rein it in. Kids, we're going to Caitlin's.
Caitlin's Restaurant, at the corner of Mississippi and South Birch Street, just east of Colorado Boulevard in Glendale. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Caitlin's Restaurant. You'll love it every bite of the way.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
All right, here we go. Fasten your seatbelt. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. It's an injury show. We are injury attorneys. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, and don't forget about our call-in show on Saturday mornings. It's a live call-in show. That show, even though we're injury attorneys, that show is designed as a community service project, a community service show. You can call Brad and I on any legal subject, even though we're injury attorneys. That's Saturday mornings on the AM dial, 630 AM KHOW, at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's 7 o'clock in the morning. You can call us on any legal subject. We've been doing that show for years. Why? To give you the information that you need to help you. People don't have a place to go. When you've been injured, it's very confusing. It's very complicated. Should it be? Probably not. Is it? Yes. You have to navigate the minefield. You have to navigate the insurance company maze. You have to get to the other end. You have to have the outcome. Before you get the outcome, the favorable outcome for you, for your injuries and your family, you must know what you're doing. You must have a strategy. You must have a legal game plan. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. We have our six books there. They're for free. All of our podcasts and shows are there. All of the information is there. You can see who our attorneys are. You can see who we are. You can see some of our results. You can see if you even want to hire us. 303-795-5900. You want passion? You want somebody that understands you and listens to you? Listening is an art. Listens to you. And see what's important to you. 303-795-5900. Okay, the first part of the show, we were talking about discovery of your financial information, like your personnel file, your human resources file, all of it. They want all of it, and they don't always get all of it. You have to fight, and you have to make the good fight to protect your file, to protect your records, and you're not just going to go sign a release and let them get it automatically. Right? You're not going to. So before we go into the show, and we're going to be talking about motorcycles here and hit and run accidents here. Before we go into the show, I want to give you a little test. Ready for the test? I know Brad's ready for the test. We give you this test once in a while. This is a pop quiz. What's UIM? What's UM? How does UIM work? Underinsured motorist coverage work, and how does UM uninsured motorist coverage work? Brad, let's just talk about UIM, we talk about it all the time, but it is so important in your life. UIM, because as you say, and I really like the way you say it, driving your car can be one of the most dangerous things you do every day. So what in the heck is UIM, and why does somebody need it?
UIM is actually taking your protection into your own hands, and it's a way to protect yourself in your own hands. I took the liberty last night of contacting my insurance man and finding out what $1 million umbrella to your policy costs in order to include UIM coverage. And he came back and said it was about $440 a year, per year. So it's less than $40 a month, a little bit more than a dollar a day. And once again, as I've told people many times, if you go to Starbucks every day, you can decide to skip it one day. And you've per week, and you've made enough to get yourself $1 million of coverage on your UIM policy that protects you. That includes a rider saying that if the person who hits you doesn't have money, you're going to get $1 million, or you have the damages, and it's their fault, then you have the $1 million worth of coverage in addition to your underlying insurance. It's a way to protect you. It's insurance that pays in the event the person who hits you and hurts you doesn't have enough coverage, enough insurance to pay for your injuries, damages, and losses. Doesn't have enough to pay for that ambulance ride you had to take or for that emergency admission you had to have, and for the time you had to spend in the hospital, and for the lost income you had, and for the time you spent laid up and couldn't do things. It's extra money. Now, the statistics last time we looked, and it's been a while now, but pretty much indicated that at least 25% of the people in Colorado drive either without insurance or with the minimum amount of insurance, and that's $25,000. It's great that if you get insurance and you're obeying the law, those of you who drive without insurance, that's inappropriate and it's got to be changed. But those of you who get the minimum amount, you're complying with the law. That's fine. But for all of you, even those of you who have $25,000 coverage, you know darn good and well that $25,000 doesn't go very far with medical bills. It doesn't go very far with the losses that you can have. It doesn't go very far reimbursing the insurance companies, even your own health care coverage, when they want the money to be reimbursed and they exercise right of subrogation. And it can leave you penniless. It can leave you upside down. And so you have to get underinsured motorists on your own policy and uninsured motorists on your own policy that then will protect you and will take care of you and will help give you more money. When you see all these commercials about lawyers and they've got all these people who get all this money, to the extent it's realism and to the extent it's something that they are responsible for, the other part of it comes out that, hey, they couldn't get that money if it wasn't available somewhere. It has to be available. It has to be something that will pay on in an accident, will pay on a policy. And when you start looking at it, it's normally going to be either you've gotten a big trucking company that hits you. And Gary, we've talked many times about the last big trucking crash that occurred where a truck came down the road on I-70 and rammed in and caused four deaths and rammed in, caused so many problem people injuries that probably there's not enough insurance for all those people.
And if they have limited insurance, what are you going to do? Okay. And so we preached this to you time and time again. So we wanted to give you this pop quiz. Did you pass the pop quiz? UIM is underinsured motorist coverage. That means the person who hits you, you don't know who they are. You don't know when you're going to get hit. It's terrifying. They hit you, they don't have enough insurance. That's UIM, underinsured. Not enough insurance. UM is uninsured motorist coverage, right? The person who says, I'm sorry, here's my insurance card, but it expired. I'm sorry, I don't have insurance. And you say, wait a minute. So you don't know how this is going to happen, and I hope it never happens to you. And Brad and I hope it never happens to you or your family. But the only way to protect yourself right now, you don't know who is going to do it. I don't know who's going to hit me. Brad doesn't know who's going to hit him. So we have our UIM policy as high as we can possibly get it. That's for your protection. You couldn't run to your insurance company today, right now. You couldn't run fast enough to increase your UIM limits. You know, Brad, and we've talked about it before, people have come into our law firm, because we've been doing these shows for years and we've been preaching this for years. People have actually come into our law firm and say, the reason I have $250,000, the reason I have $500,000 of UIM coverage, that's the only thing that's available to me right now is because of you guys. Because I heard you on the air. I followed what you said. I did it. Now I see how important it is. So did you pass the quiz? UIM is for what? You. You're on your own car insurance policy. UIM is for what? You. On your own car insurance policy. Let's bring this down to a real life example. Hit and runs. How many times do we wake up, Brad, we see in the morning the headlines, somebody was a hit and run. There's a hit and run. Usually in the dead of night, but it can happen any time of the day. They hit a pedestrian. They run. They hit a car. They run. It's a felony. It's a crime to leave the scene. But that's a different system. We're talking about the civil system. We're talking about your injuries, damages, and losses. And so when they leave, what do you have? When they leave, you have nobody to recover from the insurance company. Even if they had insurance, there's nobody there because you don't know who they are. So what do you do?
And I can't tell you how many cases, you don't think this happens, but it happens often. I can't tell you how many cases I have where the person fled the scene and took off, and maybe they were found, maybe they weren't. Normally when they're found, you find out why they ran is because they were either in an inappropriate condition or state, or because they didn't have insurance or they didn't have a driver's license. And now you're left trying to figure out, how do I recover from my injuries? And I can talk to you today about, in the last 6 months, the number of cases that I've resolved in one form or another where it's been against the UIM carrier. It hasn't been against the bodily injury or the negligent parties carrier. It's been against the UIM carrier, because even when the bodily injury does have the money, or when there is money there, when you collect it and it's not enough, you're still dealing with the UIM carrier. And so the need to have that kind of money available is the only way you can have those big recoveries that everybody talks about, that I guess makes everybody salivate and decide, I'm going to go run to this lawyer because somehow he supposedly took a case that the insurance company said it was worth zero and the lawyer made it worth $1 million. Well, let me tell you what makes a case worth $1 million. What makes a case worth $1 million? What makes a case worth $200,000? What makes a case worth that much is, it does take a competent lawyer, I'll admit, but it takes somebody being hurt. It takes negligence by somebody. It takes somebody's carelessness, somebody doing the wrong thing. It takes injuries. It takes medical bills, and it takes coverage. It takes having the money there in one form or another. And how many people do you think are out there who can just drive around without insurance or very low insurance, and they have enough assets to cover it? Let me tell you, most of the people who have a lot of assets, the top 1% or 2% or 10% earners and people with assets, they carry a lot of insurance. They buy the insurance. That's what the insurance is there for. And they know it. And so you need to get it. You need to get it. And if it means sacrificing a few things in your life to have it, let me tell you, it's important, because this UIM coverage covers more than just you sitting in your car and getting hurt. It covers other circumstances, and it covers other people.
You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. That's 303-795-5900. We're available 24/7. If you come into our law firm, you'll meet with a licensed attorney, not just an intake person, not a paralegal, not somebody who might want to take down information and get back to you later. You meet with a licensed attorney, and you'll have a significant free initial consultation and a meaningful legal game plan. We think legal game plan is so important, we trademark protected the idea. We have over 35 years of experience. We wrote a book called Legal Game Plan. You can get it on our website, championsofthepeople.com, for free. Free is for me. championsofthepeople.com, for a reason. We'll be right back.
It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. We are injury attorneys. This is Your Legal Minute. We're talking about legal game plans today. What difference does it make? Listen, you've been injured in a car crash. It's not an ordinary day or event for you, but it is for the insurance company. You need a legal game plan as to how the accident happened. What was the mechanism of injury? How did you get hurt? What body parts are hurt? Maybe it's the cervical part of your neck. Maybe it's the lumbar part of your spine, the low back. You need a legal game plan for the accident. You need a legal game plan for your damages, injuries, and losses, and how to prove them to the insurance company for the at-fault party. If you don't, you're guessing. You wouldn't guess at a recipe. You wouldn't guess at a blueprint. You wouldn't guess at directions. You need a legal game plan. Bell & Pollock will give you one. championsofthepeople.com.
Bell & Pollock. Find them online at championsofthepeople.com. It's Mandy Connell, and it's time for Your Legal Minute, brought to you by my friends at Bell & Pollock. Listen to their show right here on KOA every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Gary Bell with the law firm of Bell & Pollock. This is Your Legal Minute. You know, we're injury attorneys. We're here to help you, to teach you, to educate you. You're injured in a car crash. You're going to talk to the insurance adjuster for the very first time. Maybe the second time. They're going to say, well, we're going to send you out a few forms. You fill them out and send them back to us. Should you do that? No. Part of those forms are releases. You're releasing your medical records to the insurance company, and probably they're going to be able to republish them to any place they want to. Do you want that? Do you want your medical records going to an insurance database, a central insurance database, where hundreds of insurance companies can access your records because you signed their few forms? I don't think so. You're not going to sign their questionnaire. You're not going to sign their few forms. You're going to call Bell and Pollock. ChampionsOfThePeople.com. We're there to help you.
Bell and Pollock. Find them online at ChampionsOfThePeople.com.
We're back with Champions of the People, the Bell and Pollock Injury Show. For over three decades, the personal injury attorneys at Bell and Pollock have provided compassionate, personalized legal service. Put their experience to work for you. Go to championsofthepeople.com or call 303-795-5900.
Good morning. Welcome back. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We formed it in 1984. Why? You've heard me say this before. Why? Because we had a vision and mission. What was our vision? It was to help injured victims and their families put their lives back together again. We've done it since 1984, and we're glad to do it. Can't tell you how many people we've helped. We'll help you, 303-795-5900, 795-5900. Right? Our website, championsofthepeople.com. If you've been injured, give us a call. It's free to come see us. It's free. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you don't learn anything else on these shows, ever, if you don't learn anything, you're going to take notes on the following. So get ready. Get your iPad out. Get your little note and pad out. Get your phone out. We're under notes. This is what you're going to take notes down on, okay? Number one, we have been preaching that you're right now going to go increase your UM and UIM coverage. People have come into our law firm, said they did it, they heard us on the radio, they did it, then they got in an accident, and then they really needed it, and thank you. You're welcome. So that's one thing in your note, right? What's the second thing? Come on. What's the second thing? If you're injured in an accident, you may not ever make a claim. You may not want to make a claim. You may not even want to go talk to an attorney. You may not want to do any of those things. But if you come to see an attorney and it's free like us, here it is. Put it in your notes. Whether or not you ever make a claim, the steps you take after an accident in the next few days, few weeks, few months, the steps you take are absolutely critical if you decide to make a claim later. If you wake up and the pain and the symptoms and the problems haven't gone away in 1 month, 2 months, a year. If you find that you're going to have complications, surgery, facet injections, transforaminal epidural steroid injections, more medical treatment, MRIs, x-rays, spine problems, PARS defects, pre-existing conditions, made worse, aggravated. If you find these things and you didn't take the proper steps, and it's free to learn from us, if you didn't take the proper steps, the insurance company is going to try to beat you. And they're going to have a darn good chance to do so. So wouldn't it behoove you to become educated? Now, did you get those two steps? UIM, UM, number one. Number two, you must take the proper steps. And you say, well, Gary, Brad, what are those? Well, we can't go over all those on the radio. We can't. You know, Brad, so you need a legal game plan, and you need to do it. But I want to go back to this hit-and-run situation. When you have a hit-and-run situation, so they listen to us. They got the highest UM, UIM they can get. And UM stands for uninsured motorist coverage. Now, they've got damages, injuries, and losses. Now, they've got all those. How does that fit into this UM picture when the hit-and-run driver is gone?
Well, you're going to have to show, obviously, that the crash that occurred, that the injuries that occurred were the result of another party was negligent, that caused it, that ran you off the road or hit you off the road or smacked into you. Or if you're a pedestrian and you have insurance that ran over you, you're going to have to show that hit-and-run driver actually did the negligent act. But and so, that you know, I can't impress upon people enough. You need to get the police involved. You need to call them. You need to get them out there to do a report, to identify what happened. Yes, the person's gone. So you're going, well, what could the police do? I'll just call the tow truck to pull my car out of the ditch. They got smashed into the ditch while I've got hurt. No. Get the police out and get a report. If the police say they're not coming to do a report, that could be a different situation. You might have to then go get a counter report done right away. But if anything's happened, you need the police out there. Describe the car. Describe the person who hit you as best you can in the circumstances. But then you need to make that claim, and you need to identify on your policy what UIM you have, and or a UM you have at that point, because that's an uninsured motorist. They're gone. You have nobody to look and get any information from or insurance from or recovery from. And then you need to turn around and you need to make your claim with your own insurance company. That's a technical thing that you should talk to a lawyer about. If you've done this and you're midway through it, don't give up. Give us a call if you need help or if you want help or you want some pointers. But if you haven't done it and you've been hurt, give us a call and we'll get you on the right path. You need to be able to understand how to make this claim and when to make rights trigger for you to protect you in what's happening.
You're going to repeat after me right now. The steps I take right after an accident in the next few days, few weeks, few months are critical if I ever want to make a claim. I don't have to make a claim. I don't have to do anything. The steps I take are critical. You got that in your notes in capital letters. You got that in your mind. You can't forget that if you tried. The steps I take are critical because the insurance company eventually is going to look at that picture, look at you, look at your records, and see if you took the right steps. And if you didn't take the right steps, they're going to try to beat you. That's as simple as that. You can call us anytime, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. It's an easy number to remember, 24/7. You will meet with a licensed attorney. You will speak with a licensed attorney, not an intake person. Go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. All of our books are there. All of our information is there. You can find out about our law firm. You can navigate our website. It's fine. Do it. See if we fit for you. 303-795-5900. Brad, back to hit and run. We see a lot of hit and runs of pedestrians. So it doesn't have to be just in your car. You were in your car. You know, some of these are tragic. I mean, some of them are horrible. You know, at valet stations at night, women crossing the roads with their children. Boom, at night crossing the roads, legitimately, legally. So if you're a pedestrian, and if you've read our books, and if you're in the crosswalk, and you're hit, you know, of course, the first thing to do is take care of yourself medically. But Brad was so right. You think this is going to be easy? Brad was so right. You got to call the police if you're able. I mean, if medically is not possible, then that's a different story. But you call the police because, Brad, when you file the hit and run claim with your own UIM, right, UM coverage with your own car insurance company, what do they say? Well, that you're reporting something that happened 2 weeks ago. Well, did anybody call the police? How can you show us? How can you prove this was a hit and run? Do you have a police report? And that's where they start.
Right. And then they also start going, well, how can you show us or prove that you didn't do something wrong versus the car did something wrong? You know, once again, just because you were hit and run doesn't mean you automatically go collect your money for your injuries. You have to prove that the car, the person who hit you, was negligent, that they drove inappropriately, that they drove below the standard of care. And that's what caused your injuries. That's what caused you to get hit. So if you're walking downtown on a Friday or Saturday night from a local establishment where you've just had a few drinks and you're walking, well, good job. Look, you're not driving. That's exactly what you should be doing. You're walking. And if you live close by or you're walking to another place or you're walking to meet some people or you're walking over to where you think you're supposed to be meeting your Uber driver and you're walking there and somebody hits you, even if you don't have witnesses, still call the police if you're hurt at all. Call the police, get that thing reported, because let me tell you something. The first thing the insurance company is going to say 2 weeks later is they're going to say, well, how many drinks did you have? And did you pay for these drinks at the bar with your credit card? Oh, let's see your credit card receipts and let's see how many you had. And you were so inebriated that you were the one that stepped off into the road and it wasn't the car's fault. That's what they're going to say. And you haven't got anybody there anymore to help you. You haven't got anybody there to protect you. All the witnesses are gone. There's nobody there.
Are you listening to Brad Pollack? Are you listening to this? You got hit. You were a pedestrian. It wasn't your fault. Are you listening to what's happening? You file your claim, your UM, uninsured motorist claim, with your own car insurance policy, your own car insurance company. And now what's happening? They're starting to fight you. They're starting to look at ways to beat you. They're starting to look at ways not to pay you or to minimize it. Are you listening to what Mr. Brad Pollack just said? Okay? You think, what's my own insurance company? And sure, there's an insurance. That's what insurance is for. They're not going to fight me. Wrong. No. So sometimes you have to take the proper steps with that situation as well.
Understand, your insurance company does not like you. I don't care, or they don't, at least it doesn't care about you. It may not have a feeling one way or the other, but it doesn't care about you. The adjuster doesn't care about you. I don't care how long you've been buying your insurance from the same place. I don't care if you're best friends with the agent. The agent has no say in this. That's why they create that difference. They create agents who sell you the policy, who establish that rapport, who meet you for lunch or buy you a cup of coffee and do all these great things. And they've got the adjusters who take over the adjusting the claim, who have nothing to do with the agents, who care less. And they don't care about you. And they don't care how long you've been a customer. They don't care how long you've been around. They don't care what you've done for them. All they care about is getting the claim closed, paying as few dollars and as little as possible, or paying nothing, if at all possible. And believe me, they will take every effort they can to do so.
You can be sitting there saying, that's my own car insurance company. What, Gary, Brad, what are you talking about? What the heck are you guys talking about? That's my own car insurance company. I see these ads where they're going to take care of me. I see these ads where they pay premium. And I can't tell you how many people have said, I've been with this company XYZ for 25 years. What do you mean they're not going to do this? What do you mean they're going to fight me? Gary Bell, Brad Pollack, our law firm is what? Bell and Pollack. We're champions of the people. Our website, championsofthepeople.com. We are injury attorneys. We have years of experience. We can put those years of experience to work for you and your family. 303-795-5900. Our website, championsofthepeople.com, because we are your champions of the people. See you next week.